Hey, so today we're going to talk a little bit about our graduation and our grading process. So every 12 weeks, we hold a belt grading. Now, our students are working towards these belts every single session, going through our belt syllabus and really learning what they need to learn towards their new belt. So our belts go in this order. We go white, red, yellow, orange, green, blue, purple, brown, brown black, red black, and then the black belt. Now, after the black belt, you've then got your dan grades on top of there. But really, all our students are working towards working what they need to be working towards that new belt, that next belt, the one above the one that they're on now. So the way that we run our belt gradings is we do a 2 weeks assessment in class. Now, that 2 week assessment for this cycle of grading starts today. So I thought, what better day to do a quick podcast on belt grading than today to get you guys feeling prepped and ready to work towards them new belts. So we do a 2 week belt assessment that's in our normal classes. Now, for this, you need to be wearing your full uniform and belt, and you need to be arriving nice and early for your classes so you're ready to take part. Now, we fill out feedback forms, so our instructors fill out feedback forms for our students to let them know things that they're doing really well and things that they maybe need to work on a little bit towards their next belt grade. So if you don't pass what's on the syllabus, let's say a child or an adult is finding it really hard to complete what is on our syllabus for that new belt, we do not give out belts to anybody that isn't meeting the correct criteria. And we just don't want anybody to be fast tracking. And I say this to parents a lot, I've said it to my instructors too, is that you need to make sure that they are eligible for that belt grade. Now, if they're not able to perform what's on there, sometimes you need to look at yourself as an instructor. Am I teaching this person correctly? Or by correctly, I mean in a way that they understand. Do they learn from watching you? Do they learn from doing it themselves? Do they need to listen to you talk it through? And sometimes as an instructor, we need to change the way that we're teaching to really support these people that are maybe finding it a little bit more difficult. Now, the first few belts, I'd say white, red, yellow, orange and green. That's kind of your first year training. So that'll be your first year and a half training, year and a half to 2 years training. And you're really just developing these skills. You're getting a really good foundation. And that's what's really important in this first few belts, is that we're building a great foundation that's then going to be built on with these more challenging techniques. And I really think that it's not something that you need to rush. It's not a race. It's not a race to who can get to black belt first. I'd prefer someone to take 10 years to get their black belt and be a world-class martial artist than spend a year or 2 years fast-tracking all the belts and receiving their black belt after 2 years, but really they haven't got the skills or standard to be a black belt. What you'll find is that some martial arts schools do it. They do like a fast-track black belt. What that's doing is it's giving your child or yourself a false sense of security. You think that you're at this black belt level, when really, if you came against someone that was, you'd then soon realise that actually maybe I've not got the experience I thought I did. And the way that I always look at it as, imagine a 7 hour training session. So imagine if right now, me and you, we took part in a 7 hour training session. Would we get as much benefit from doing 7 hours in one day than what we would 1 hour for 7 weeks? Which one do you think you'd gain more from? Because I personally believe that doing it for 1 hour for 7 weeks, you're going to learn more than fast-tracking it and trying to squeeze it into a really, really short amount of time. Now, as parents and family, it's so rewarding seeing your child or receiving it yourself, your new belt. It is. It's a really, really exciting time. But I don't want people to think that just because you didn't get invited to belt grading or just because you maybe didn't achieve that next belt, don't think that that means you're not doing a good job. That's not what it means at all. These belts are here as guidelines to track your progress and for you to see that you are constantly improving. If you don't meet the correct criteria, then we need to go back to the drawing board. We need to work out what it is that you struggled on. And your instructor needs to work with you to make sure that you're then obviously meeting all that criteria for your next belt. So we have got two different types of grading with our belts. We've got our once a week, which has a white stripe in between each belt. So it goes from white to white red to red to white yellow to yellow to white orange to orange and works our way up. So it kind of doubles the amount of belts. Or we've got our two to three or two or more classes per week go up our full belts, which is the red, yellow, orange, green. And a lot of people sometimes ask me why. Why is it that you put in these half belts? Why did you do that? And the reason why is we wanted short-term goals for our students. I think especially for children and even some adults, I know I really, really like short-term goals, but to say to these students that you're going to grade only twice a year, that's once every 6 months, that would feel like a lifetime for some children. Whereas putting these half belts in means that they get to grade every 3 months, every 12 weeks, like the guys that are training more, but they're not getting the same belt as these guys that are training more. If a child went to school one day a week compared to a child that went to school 3 days a week, you'd see a massive difference in their learning. And that's why we kind of needed to have these two different, these belt gradings, because it means that at least then we're working towards what works for them. Now, each of these two different belt orders, they still get ran exactly the same way. So it's still the 2 weeks assessment in class. After they've had that 2 weeks assessment, you'll then find out if you pass or you've failed. If you've passed, you'll then be invited to our main graduation event, which is, it's a brilliant event. We all come together. The best thing about that is you really get to see what you're part of. You get to see the bigger picture of how many people are really supporting you through your journey. And it's a brilliant event. We like to make it very, very special for everybody because it's something that should be celebrated. Because at Martial Arts for You, you're earning these belts. Every belt that you get, you've really, really earned that. We don't just give belts out. You've got to meet this syllabus and this criteria. So I'm hoping that's given you a little bit more information on the way that we run our gradings and the belt orders, etc. And if you guys do have any more questions about our belt grading system, then please just let me know. And it might be that I'll do another little video or I'll just personally explain to you some more of the differences. But thank you very, very much for listening. And I'll be sure to record another podcast very, very soon.